Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Retold by M. Albers. Penguin Active Reading Level 1. First Simplified Edition Text, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2000. Recording, copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2007. Not to be publicly performed, resold, hired, copied, or re-recorded without written permission from the publishers. Chapter 1. A Letter from Father.
"It's Christmas, and we aren't going to have any presents," Joe said.
It was 2 days before Christmas. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy March were sisters. Meg was 16, and she was very beautiful. She had big eyes and beautiful long brown hair. Joe was 15. She was tall and thin. She had dark eyes and long brown hair. Beth was 13. She was very quiet. Little Amy had blue eyes and yellow hair. It was 6 in the evening, and the girls were at home. They talked about Christmas. Joe wasn't happy. "It's Christmas, and we aren't going to have any presents," she said. Meg looked at her old dress. "I know, Joe," she said, "but we don't have much money." Amy said,
"My friends are going to have presents. I want some presents, too."
Beth smiled. "We don't have any money," she said, "but we have Mother and Father, and we're happy." Joe didn't smile. She said, "We don't have Father. He's away in the war, and he isn't coming back for Christmas." "Maybe he isn't going to come back," the girls thought, but they didn't say it. "We have a little money," Meg said. "What can we buy?"
"I want a new book,"
Joe said. She loved reading.
"And I'd like some pens," Amy said.
"I don't want any presents," Beth said. "Let's buy presents for Mother. We can put them on the table for her on Christmas Day."
"Yes," said Joe. "Let's do that. We can buy them tomorrow. What can we get for her?"
Then Mrs. March arrived in her dark coat and old hat. She called,
"Children, I'm home."
"Hello, Mother,"
the girls answered.
"Come and kiss me, girls,"
Mrs. March said. They went to her, and she smiled at them.
"I have a letter from Father," she said. "Let's eat, and then we can read it."
Later in the evening, Mrs. March said, "Sit down now, girls. I'm going to read Father's letter to you." It was a happy letter. Father didn't talk about the war. The letter finished, "Give my love and a kiss to my little women. A year is a long time, but I think of them every day." The girls were very unhappy. They wanted their father. They thought about his letter.
"I'm going to be good this year," Amy said.
"I don't like my work," Meg said, "but I'm going to do it well." I want to be a little woman for Father, Joe said. I'm often angry, but I'm going to stop now. Beth didn't talk. She looked at the floor.
Don't be unhappy, girls, Mrs. March said. Let's play a game.
After the game, Beth played the old piano. Then Mrs. March said,
Good night, girls. Sleep well.
She kissed her daughters, and the four girls went up to bed.